Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up in a couple minutes. So in the meantime, between time, what this show is about, is about featuring indie artists, not just artists, models, fashion owners, magazine owners, you know, we doing it all. So This is what this show is about, and that's what it's all about.
Hey, how you doing, man? It's Willie Mack. I'm calling in for interview.
Okay, this Travis Ellison.
You said what now?
I say this Travis Ellison. I'm the host, Travis Ellison.
Oh, Travis Ellison, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right. So to start off, we got like 27 minutes, so that's how long this show gonna be.
Okay.
So I'm gonna just start off by asking, where you from?
Okay. I'm from Southtown, man. Originally, man, Southside. You know, I'm residing in Atlanta right now, though. You know. In the A hotline to try to make it happen, you know?
Okay. So when did you start doing, like, music? Like, what age you was when you started doing that?
I mean, really, like, my whole, like, upbringing been in music, you feel me? Like, my dad is one of the Ohio players, you know, so I grew up around music like my whole life. So I started in church probably about 4 or 5, you know what I mean, trying to sing with the choir, play the drums, messing around. My dad bought me a keyboard when I was like 6. You know, I started playing around with the beats and the keys and started getting into it right then. And it's pretty much been on and popping since then, you know.
Okay. So you sing in rap?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely. Like, I mean, like back in high school, I was, like, super heavy into the rapping. You know, like, I was a fan of, you know, Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, I was growing up in Chicago, but I was, like, a fan of East Coast rap, you know. But, like, I've been singing my whole life, you know, as far as church and, you know, birthday parties and, you know, fan reunions or whatever. You know, your mom make you come sing that song for me or some stuff like that, you know. So, you know, I've just been kind of doing both, you know, since I started it.
Okay, I know
what
that is. So,
like,
who were your
music designs?
Who were your some of your early influences? Like, who inspired you?
Well, my early influences, like, and even today, man, I'm like old school. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, I listen to a lot of Ice Cube. You feel me? N.W.A. I listen to Ghetto Boys. You know what I'm saying? Big fan of Scarface. You know, Willie D and them. And of course, you know, as far as being in Chicago, you know, Common Sense, you feel me? I was big fans of those guys. And as far as like on the R&B side or vocally, you know, I was a fan of Ron Isley, you know, R. Kelly. Oh yeah, big fan of R. Kelly. Music, Anthony Hamilton, you know what I mean? You know, I like the neo soul vibe. You feel me? As far as vocals is concerned.
Okay then. So, like, as far as the kind of music you do, you know, from the singing and rapping, like, what would you say your style would be?
Well, like when I'm singing, man, you know what I mean? Like, I can take it back to church with the vocals. Like, you know, I'm a true vocalist in that essence of the word. But like I said, I like neo soul vibe as far as my singing is concerned. And my rap, man, you know, when I'm rapping, I'm really just trying to make sure it's a message in there. You know, a lot of rappers today claim to be hip-hop or claim to be conscious, whatever the case may be, but they're not even doing their history, man. They're not even listening to the people who were like the founding fathers and stuff. You know, you got guys getting up on stage trying to rap one of the greatest rappers' verse and forgetting the words and stuff. Like, you can't really do stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's like saying you're going to be a chef and never opening up a cookbook, you know what I mean? It's saying you're going to be a doctor and never going to medical school, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I rap, I just try to make sure I'm saying something, man, you know? I want people to be able to listen to my lyrics and be able to get a message up out of it, man, you know what I'm saying? And not necessarily a message of being conscious, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your hustle is, you know, if you out on the block, if you shoot guns or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? I just want you to listen to my music and feel it, man, you know?
So basically your music has a message in it.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, everything I sit down, man, to write, man, I put a lot of thought into it, you know what I'm saying? Whether I'm writing a song or whether I'm writing just a hook, you know what I mean, or whether I'm actually writing the rap, you know. I want it to mean something. I want you to be able to listen to my song like, yo, I can feel where dude coming from. You know what I'm saying? I'm rapping about real life situations, you know what I mean?
Right. So at this point in time, like, are you signed to any label right now, or are you looking for a deal? Like, what's the situation?
Yeah, I'm actually signed to CMG Universal, man. It's Carolina Music Group, you know what I'm saying? Michael Mitchell, the CEO, you know what I'm saying? I got a distribution deal signed with them. So, you know, that's what I'm working right now, you know what I mean? I got my own thing to Cash Ave Records out of Chicago, you know what I mean? But like I say, you know, me, I'm easy. Like, you know, I'm promoting a song now. It's called The Walking Dead. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like a new dance song. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the kids to it. You know what I mean? Trying to get it to go viral a little bit. So, you know, I'm just out here working, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing shows. I'm doing showcases. I'm doing whatever. I'm just trying to get my name out there. You feel me? Let folks hear my music. You know, I know a lot of people that got good music, but they never pop because nobody hears it. You feel me?
Right. I mean, I kind of know. I don't know Michael Mitchell personally, but I am familiar with him. So, like, how long you been with his label?
I actually just signed with his label this year, man. Probably I just signed with him like 3 months ago. He heard one of my songs, man, called The City, which is kind of like a modern day self destruction type situation. It's a message to my people in Chicago, you know. And he heard that song, man. And he definitely signed me off of that, man, because it's like, man, you're definitely rapping about something. You're not just rapping, you know what I'm saying? He signed me without even knowing I can sing, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just, it's crazy how the industry is, though. You know what I'm saying? You might be pumping yourself one way for so long, and then you come a different way, and that's what gets you found. You feel me?
Okay. So, like, when you signed with him, did you have to, like, kind of put up your budget, or was it like you just signed you without, you know, have to put a budget up to, like, sign?
Well, I believe in this game. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe in yourself, man. You know what I mean? You know, you get oftentimes you get a lot of these guys that, you know, when it's money involved, they back off or whatever. And that's why you got a lot of local rappers that still just local rappers, you know. So, you know, I invested in me. You know, we put a little budget together. You feel what I'm saying? We took care of that, a little lightweight. You know, we just came off of the 30 South tour. You know, I got a release date. I'm releasing an EP probably here in the next. I should have a date when that's going to get released here next month in September sometime. So, you know, I'm excited about that, man. I'm always in the studio making new music. So, you know, we got some stuff coming, man. You know, that's all I can do is just keep giving the people what they want to hear, you know.
All right. So, Tiffany Stagler, is that your, like, is she your manager or? Like,
no, that's my PR firm. Yeah, they do my personal relations, public relations firm. Yeah, that's my PR firm right there.
Okay. So, like,
Tiffany is awesome too, man. I can't tell you no lie, man. Tiffany doing a lot for me, man. They putting promotional videos. I mean, you know, giving me interviews, actually giving me some publications on some blog sites, man. They firm is really, they doing the job, man. I appreciate them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with her too. She was the one who sent me, she sent me a link this morning, so that's how that came about.
Yeah, she's good people, man.
I know you said you're about to have some coming out, but how many projects you had out in the past as far as like a mixtape or anything before you got with Carolina Music Group?
I had two mixtapes out, man. One of them was called Willie Mack, Chirac-a-Stan Bands, Crack for the Streets. And then I had the Crack for the Streets, the prequel, and the Crack for the Streets, the sequel. So those was my two mixtapes I had out. Prior to signing with CMG.
Okay, then. So,
yeah.
I mean, being that you, like, got your, you know, you getting in the game right now, like, what advice you would have for someone, like, any other local artist who doesn't have a deal and, you know, don't really have nothing going on, but they got the talent and you can see the hunger in them, they really want to make it, like, what would your advice be to those types?
Well, it would be two things, man. The first thing I would tell them is don't be so anxious to get a deal. You feel me? Because a lot of times when you're anxious to get a deal, you end up getting yourself in some mess. You feel me? But you got to keep working, though. The whole thing is you keep working and you keep working at it, and then you'll be able to filter out the BS. Because, I mean, you know how the industry is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a cold game, man, and there's a lot of folks out there. And trying to get over on you, just trying to get your money and do and don't even talk to you no more, run off with your money. So you always got to be mindful of that. But that's like anything, you know what I mean? It's a life, you know what I'm saying? You got to be mindful of the decisions you make, especially the ones that's going to determine your future outcome in your career. But, you know, that just keep working, keep grinding, you feel what I'm saying? And don't be afraid to invest in yourself, man. because you, it's hard for you to convince somebody else to invest in you, and you won't even invest in yourself, you know? So that would be my advice, you know what I'm saying? I always take a chance on yourself, man. You can't lose when you believe in you.
Right. And I understand that, but, you know, as I know it myself, because, you know, and even in today's time, it's like there's still a lot of artists that, you know, still waiting and looking for a major label to sign them and wanting that major label, where they think the major label is going to put up the money, which a lot of them do that, but it's a lot of them that will pass on an independent label that requires for you to, you know, kind of invest in yourself, you know, come on board.
Right.
Some of them still want that major label, you know, to sign and will pass the indie label.
Right. And you know, the crazy part is this, though. Like, you might bypass the independent label that's telling you, hey, you need to put up some money for yourself, put up some money so you can get your PR person, put up some money so you can get your CDs pressed, so you can get your CD cover. They'll bypass that and go for the big deal where they get fronted the $40,000 or the $50,000 up front. But at the end of the day, they lose because they owe that money. Every time they shoot a video, that come out their money. Every time they want a chain, that come out their money. You know what I mean? So it's like six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. You want to put yourself in $60,000 worth of debt, or you just want to get it up out the mud and put your own money up and just grind for it. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm going to grind for it, you know?
I mean, I understand that. You understand that. There's still some of them that don't understand it.
They don't understand it. You're right, man. They really don't.
You know, because some of them just don't. And then even the ones that do understand it, and, you know, they might be like, nah, I'm waiting for that major label. You know what I'm saying? But, like you said, they'll put the money up. But as far as you as an artist, whatever you make, they're going to make half of what you get, so you ain't even gonna get the whole thing, and they gonna own your name at the same time.
Own your name, own your masters, the same thing with Prince before he just passed. He just got all his masters back. You know what I mean? And that's the thing you gotta be mindful of, because you gotta protect your future in this industry, man. You don't wanna be a one hit sensation, man. You know what I'm saying? Then nobody never hear from you no more. So you know what I'm saying? You always gotta be mindful about what you're signing your name to, about what deals you get into, about who you're trying to sign with. That's why my first bit of advice for upcoming artists was, don't be so anxious for a deal. You know what I mean? Everybody want to be so anxious, say, hey, I'm with Young Money. Hey, I'm with Drake. I'm with, you know what I'm saying? I'm with whoever hot, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, cool out with all that, man. Get yourself popping. If you ain't popping enough, when you come to a spot, you can fill it up, you know, yourself. You ain't popping for real. You know what I mean? So you got to get yourself popping before you be trying to jump on somebody else's bandwagon.
Exactly. Look at Lil Wayne. He got Young Money.
Right.
He also got ties in with Cash Money, and he can't even put out that album.
Can't put
the
album out.
Yeah, until right. They feel like they release it.
And ain't that crazy? That's crazy, man. That
don't
even make sense. You got this man been dropping music his whole life, and because of the deal he signed, he got to wait on somebody else to tell him when he can drop it.
Yeah, until they feel like to do it, ain't gonna happen, until then.
Right.
So, like, where can for the ones that don't know, where can people find your music at?
Man, right now, man, all my music is available. You can go on all my social media, man. I'm Willie Mac on Facebook and Willie Mac _ everywhere else, man. Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud. You can get my music from SoundCloud. Yeah, man. You can DM me, man. I ship it out to you. We got PayPal, whatever, man. We got EPs, got mixtapes. However, you know what I'm saying, you just want to listen to something, I mean, you can go on SoundCloud and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Willie Mac on SoundCloud. So it's like, yeah, I'm available, man. You know what I mean? I'm available to come out and do shows, you know what I mean? Birthday parties, family reunions, bar mitzvahs, you feel me? I'm out here, you know what I mean? So it's all good.
Okay. So since you've been in Atlanta, like, you know, how is that experience of being in? Because I know a lot of stuff go on in Atlanta as far as music is concerned. So
Yeah. It's good, man. Like, in Atlanta, real talk, every night you can go perform somewhere, you know. If you don't mind investing in yourself, and when I say investing in yourself, some of these places to perform, you might either got to bring a certain amount of people with you, or you might got to pay $25, $50, something like that to perform. It is what it is. It comes down to you want your music heard, or you want to just keep trying to pump your CDs out to Trump. You know, it is what it is. Me, I like the exposure. You know what I mean? I got a nice little buzz around Atlanta. You know what I mean? People fucking with me. They dealing with me. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got a show Sunday coming up. You know what I'm saying? We doing a show downtown Atlanta, Piedmont Park. You know what I'm saying? To help the homeless. You know what I mean? Like, I'm with that. I'm with movement stuff. You know what I mean? So that's what I got going on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get up there. I got the Atlanta D Squad gonna dance with me. We gonna do the Walking Dead, man. We try to raise some money for the homeless, man. You know.
Okay. So I don't know if you heard about this, but I can send it to Tiffany, like, if she want a tour ticket. There's some kind of tour that Master T, Silk Romeo, all of them putting together along with this other label, and they're allowing indie artists to open up.
Okay.
You know, maybe that's something you might be interested in, you know.
Okay.
And like I said, of course, you're going to have to invest, because they got different slots that you can purchase.
Right.
So I definitely
look into that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I set the tour this morning. I'm not sure if she's seen it, because we was going back and forth talking about, you know, what she was telling about you and everything like that. So I sent it to her again.
Okay, and I appreciate that, man. I appreciate all that. You feel me?
Okay. So at the end of the day, like, as far as your music concerned and what you're doing in the entertainment world now, like, what would you want your legacy to be?
Man, my legacy, man, I just want folks to, like, when I'm gone, man, I want folks to say, you know, look, dude was super real, man. He ain't never pulled no punches. He always gave you music straight up. You know what I'm saying? He paid homage to the great ones, man. You know what I'm saying? And he put in work. He's a hard worker, man. That's it, man. You know what I mean? I ain't got to be no super mega star, man. I just want when you listen to my music, man, I want you to bob your head and feel that, like, yo, that's some real music right here. I can get with this, you know?
Okay. So is there any artist you would like to work with, whether household name or local, and who?
Man, I really like Anthony Hamilton. That's my dude, man. I like to do something with him, man. And that singing, I'm rapping, you know, it wouldn't even make a difference. R. Kelly, man, you know. Yeah, I mess with Kels on some Chi-Town stuff. And as far as a rapper, man, I like Jay-Z or something like that. I mean, you know, something like that. I like to do a little something with Jay-Z or 2 Chainz or something like that. 2 Chainz. And that's probably feasible, man. I see 2 Chainz all the time down here in the A. So, you know, some of this stuff that I'm wishing for are probably going to happen anyway. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, then. Well, I just want to say thanks for your time, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for, you know, you want to do the interview with.
Yeah, man, yeah, look, I appreciate you, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Tiffany sent you my music, man, but like I say, man, check it out, man. It's real music, man. I mess with real people, man, you feel what I'm saying? So it's all good.
Yeah, she sent it to me, so I was checking out this morning, but I'm going to take more time to, you know, finish looking on listening to it.
Okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I appreciate you for having me on your show, too, man. I appreciate you for coming out, man. All right. Keep doing your thing, man.
All right,
man. What?
All right. Well, this is the T. Ellis Show. We just had the artist, Willie Mack. He's doing He's doing his thing in the music industry right now. He's on Carolina Music Group. So big up to Willie Mack. Big up to Carolina Music Group. Big up to Tiffany Steiger. And thanks to him again for even taking the time to do this with me. And I'm T. Ellis. I'm your host, Travis Ellison. And that's our time. And I'm out. One.